Hello and welcome to this preview of the Arrakis Irish Senior Cup and the Arrakis National Cup. We began all the way back in February when the draw took place, and then the first round in May. 50 plus games later, 16 centuries, 4 or 5 wicket hauls has led us here to Warringstown, where the final of the Arrakis Irish Senior Cup will take place on August the 12th and the Arrakis National Cup on August the 13th. In today's preview, we'll be speaking with all four captains. I'll be chatting with Greg Thompson of Warringstown, my partner in crime, Sean Hussey. He'll be having a word with Bilal Azhar of Leinster. And back up here, it's Max Burton of Cliftonville Academy and Curtis Moorhead of Derry Aki. So let's get right into it as I had a chat with Warringstown captain, Greg Thompson. Greg, delighted to have you here. Just before we get on to Warringstown, just what's it like to have the Arrakis Irish Senior Cup? The profile of it's just getting bigger and bigger every year. Just what's it like to have the final here at the Lawn?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we, as a club, look back to 2015, which there's photos, there's conversations had all the time about that day. And I think the profile, as you say, of the competition keeps growing. We're 8 or 9 years on, and I don't remember doing this ahead of the 2015 final, though it wouldn't have been me, it would have been Lee Nelson. But it's just getting bigger and bigger, and we're delighted to be one, hosting the final, and two, obviously to be in it and have an opportunity to add a 7th Irish Senior Cup to the club's trophy cabinet.
Absolutely. In terms of the competition itself so far this year, I think down in Leinster, there might be pictures of Warringstown all the way up around Leinster, because you've taken care of, from your first win in new buildings, you then took care of 3 Leinster clubs all the way, all here at the Lawn. But looking back on them, all 3 games, you were behind the 8 ball during each game, I would think.
Yeah, I suppose that's just the belief within the squad. We've had to dig deep in terms of we've had a lot of injuries, a lot of unavailabilities, guys being called up to representative teams, etc. So we've had to sort of go deep into the well and use all of our resources. And I think just, we talked about it at the start of the season, getting into winning habits and doing the right things as often as possible. And in those tight games and in those key moments, we've been able to do that. No doubt being at home has helped that. And that's just, I suppose, the luck of the draw. And this year it's very much gone for us. But we've very much made the most of that. We've played good cricket and we've beaten 3 of the sort of historically and even this season big teams within Leinster, and teams that we continually come up against in the Irish Senior Cup and have had great competition and great matches against, usually in finals and semi-finals, but we've had to beat them, and yeah, we managed to do it, albeit they were tight, but we got across the line.
Absolutely, that's been a big part of your season, that getting across the line. And just looking at that, you mentioned unavailability, and obviously your top players going away to play interprovincial in Ireland and things like that. I'm going to say this, but maybe you don't have the stars of the old days of Warringstown, where you had your international guys and stuff. It's been digging down, but the guys have actually shown that resilience and team spirit and will to win, which is a trait that Warringstown have had many, many years.
Yeah, and I think that's something we at the club pride ourselves on, that togetherness. I mean, we have used an extended squad, hopefully for the cup final on Friday against Carrick, and then next Saturday against Leinster. We're hoping to be pretty much full strength, which will probably be the first time this season. And with that, we'll have the confidence that, yeah, we've got everybody available, but we can also rely on everybody has contributed up until this stage, and we will certainly make a point of involving those maybe not in the playing squad throughout the next few weekends where there's big matches. But yeah, going back to your point, do we miss superstars? Or I think everybody contributes in this team, and yeah, we've still got international players. The likes of James McCollum was playing a test match 8 weeks ago. Hume is away with Ireland most of the summer. Morgan Topping's doing his thing for the Knights and doing really well, and I could go down the 11. The one thing that we do have is an awful lot of experience when it comes to cup finals. The likes of, whether it's myself or Adam Dennison or Johnny Bush or someone like that, there's an awful lot of experience. The exciting thing is we've one or two guys that are either playing or close to the squad, and may just miss out, that that are going to gain that experience, and hopefully that'll benefit us in future years, not just this season, but in future years as well.
Absolutely. And you mentioned experience. Obviously, the club itself, synonymous with the Irish Senior Cup over the years. Prior to last year, you'd played in the last five finals. You've done the job on Leinster so far this season, and you've got Leinster again, as in Leinster, in the final. So what's your thoughts on playing Leinster?
Yeah, I suppose we were drawn away to Leinster last year in the first round of the Cup, or certainly the first round we entered, and we lost. And it was a very competitive game. They deserved to go through. We were missing one or two players, but they did a number on us down there. And look, we've obviously done a bit of research, looked at a few scorecards, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, it comes down to who steps up and who's willing to put in the big performance. And I always think big matches require big players to put in big performances, and we've an awful lot of guys that are willing to do that.
Absolutely. So you probably don't need this because Warringstown, as we all know, hotbed of cricket up in the Northern Cricket Union. But if there was a rallying cry you wanted to give out there, just not only to the Warringstown people around here, but across the NCU to come and support you here, any words for the people out there?
Yeah, well, I suppose I may be biased, but I don't think there's many better places to come and watch cricket on a hopefully a good day. Hopefully we've had our spell of rain and it seems to have broken, thankfully. And hopefully at the minute the long range forecast suggests next Saturday is going to be good. So yeah, I think there's no better place to come and watch a game of cricket. One thing we've provided this year in the Irish Senior Cup is entertaining games, and no doubt between ourselves and Leinster, we aim to do the same again. So, for those that find themselves free on a Saturday afternoon, we encourage them to come down. The club is ready, the bar is ready, and there's plenty of seats.
Absolutely, and obviously all the very best. That final is on August the 12th, the Irish Senior Cup final. Thank you, Greg Thompson of Warringstown. And now we're going to move over to Sean Hussey, who is interviewing the Leinster captain, Bilal Azhar.
Yeah, thanks, Ali. I'm down here at Observatory Lane, the home of Leinster Cricket Club, and I've got their first team captain, Bilal Azhar, alongside me. Bilal, you must be really looking forward to the Irish Senior Cup final.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. Oh, absolutely. It's been a while. It took a while, but yeah, finally it's there. So very much excited about it, yeah.
You mentioned there it's taken a while, but you've had some route to the final. The first two games up against high-quality NCU sides.
That's it. If you look, for these two, for this season, it doesn't start from this season. The struggle starts from our past 4 or 5 years. We struggled a lot, but then our special thanks to our coach Jared, he took over and then he brought a great system into the club. And then all of a sudden, it didn't look great at the beginning, but then with his approach to the club, that started to build up. And then from last year, we gelled together very well, and results are in front of you. We beat the first two. In very important games, and the first two games were very important in this cup, and they were very, very hard, but still we managed to stay together, so the results are in front of you. Yeah,
a strong win against Phoenix in the last round as well must give you confidence.
Oh, absolutely. Every game, especially first two games when we won, the confidence was there, so that helped us, and then we didn't look back at all, and we just moved forward. The team was gelling together very, very nicely, very strongly. Our pro player, like Peter Francis, he led from the front, and then in batting, you would see Saki, Monal, Joey. They all came together at the right time, and we were great. Yeah,
you mentioned some of the experienced players yourself, Sadiq and Joey Carroll as well. That you must be leaning on that other experience.
Yeah, it's a good thing that it didn't. It used to be 2-3 players all the time who had to work very hard. But then for last 2-3 years, the combination has been so great that everybody is doing their bits, and the results are in front of you. Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got some of your younger players that have come through the club system as well. How big it for them to reach an Irish Senior Cup final?
That is the main thing. The way I was talking at the beginning, that when Jared took over, he changed all the system through the club, and then he brought the combination just build up because of the system he brought in, and then that our youngsters. He especially focused on our youngsters and the people who are within the club. They felt very confident about it, and then they kept working hard. And Jared just gave us, especially the youth. He gave a lot of opportunity to the youth, and then they just kept going. And it's great.
You've got a long trip to Warringstown. They've obviously got a home final. How difficult is that part of it going to be to manage the crowd up there and going up as the away side?
Every time when we finish the game, that's the first thing comes up. We have to take game as a single game. We don't need to, think way ahead. We just have to fight for every single ball, fight for every single run. And that's the same mentality we bring it to any club. And we just ignore whatever is just happening outside the ground. When we are in the ground, we just focus on our abilities, we focus on our strengths. And, that's that. And that always helped us. And I'm sure that will help us in Warringstown as well. I know Warringstown has been it's a great club. They've been in finals a lot more than anybody else, but at the same time we know that the way we started our campaign by winning two best teams in that competition, I'm sure we won't see any difference to Warringstown as well.
Are you hoping for a big crowd support you making a big journey up north?
100%. We already have two buses, I think, so I'm hoping that there will be loads of people coming. And all the club is very excited because that's been a while. I think we were in this final in last time, it was 2009. So, and then everybody has seen where we were and where we are. So they are backing every single player, the whole team. So I'm sure they'll be there to support us. So yeah, it would be great.
Thanks a million, Bilal. Very best of luck to you. So as we said, Ali, there's two buses coming up from Leinster. Should be a big crowd. Should be a great day. And Leinster looking for their first Irish Cup win since 2009.
Thanks so much, Huss. That was the interview with the Leinster captain, Bilal Azhar. And of course, don't forget the Argus Irish Senior Cup final will take place on August the 12th between Warringstown and Leinster right here at the Lawn. Now we're going to move on to the Argus National Cup. I'm delighted to have Cliftonville Academy captain Max Burton with me. Max, all the way back in February when the draw was made, did Cliftonville Academy look towards the Argus National Cup as a trophy you wanted to win?
Yeah, it was definitely something that we looked at going forward to win. We went back, if we look back at last year, we got beaten by Tyrannure. He ended up going on to the final, but getting beaten in the final. But we really had targeted last year, and then coming into this year, we got our first draw, and it was a good draw for us. So we did really target this year, and we knew we had to stick in hard in the league. But it was something to get a bit of reward out of this season was the National Cup.
And you've obviously reached the final. Just tell us a little bit for everybody out there about the club itself. Obviously, people out there will probably know Cliftonville as a separate club, Academy as a separate club, but in 2017 you took the very brave decision to amalgamate, and possibly this has seen the fruition of that.
Yeah, I think when you look back to then, Cliftonville didn't have a ground at that point, and Academy were struggling, and both teams were really struggling, but in the same area. So I think you got to take your hats off to the guys who made the decision that ultimately merged the two clubs together. And I think there were quite a few doubters back then, but I think if you look back now, I think it's really paid off.
And if we look at the actual competition itself this year, it's been pretty smooth for you from round one, I would say, up until maybe the semi-final where there was another NCU club. Took you really close.
Yeah, Macklemore gave us a really good game. I mean, if you go back to round one, two, three, I'd say they were all fairly comfortable. We brushed it aside, but we went up to Macklemore and knew it was going to be a tough game. Those guys haven't lost a game all season, so they're in that winning habit, whereas we're in a similar sort of period as last year where we're trying to get back into that habit of winning. So going there is never easy. We kept them to a low total on a tough pitch, but Jared Wilson showed his class as he has all season and got us across the line again for another time this year. So yeah, they give us a really tough game, and I know they'll come up into the Premier League next year and they'll really challenge there.
Yeah, it was a really, really good game. And now obviously last year with the Argus National Cup was an all Leinster affair. This year it's an all NCU affair, and obviously you've come up against these opponents a few times in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It shows, across the NCU, it's been commented on about how the Premier League's just going the strength to strength every year. And I think, it sort of shows us and Derriacky represented the NCU well in this cup this year. And yeah, Derriacky are always a tough game.
played them twice in Section 1 when we came up and won Section 1, but we lost two games all season and it was to them. So they definitely are a tough team for us, and like we played against them a few weeks ago, and again a really tough game, low scoring again, and I mean ultimately it came down to Pro Abbey performing again to get us runs, to get us across the line. So yeah, it's always going to be a tough game, and hopefully we can put on another really tight game and put on a good one for everybody watching.
Yeah, so August the 13th, we're down here at Warringstown at the minute. Just over to our left here will be the post-match presentation. What will it mean for yourself, for Cliftonville Academy, if at the end of that game you're lifting the Arrakis National Cup?
Yeah, I think it'll be really good. It's been a while since we've got any silverware. It would have been the season in Section 1. We had a really tough year last year. But the real thing I've been talking about this year to the boys is really stick at it and just look back to last year and see how far we've come along. And I mean, to get a bit of silverware at the end would be really rewarding. And even for the club to look back as merging 5-6 years ago to now and lifting silverware in a top cup competition across the country, it's going to be really, really satisfying.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Max, for taking the time to be with us today. All the very best on August the 13th. We'll say that to every captain, of course, but all the very best to yourself and your team. Don't forget the Arrakis National Cup final, Cliftonville Academy against Derriachie. We'll have a chat now with Curtis Moorhead, the captain of Derriachie. So I'm here with Curtis Moorhead, captain of Derriachie, up in the bleachers here at the lawn in Warringstown. Delighted to have you with me here, Curtis. Looking at the Arrakis National Cup final, obviously you've qualified for the final here. It's been a really good competition this year with lots of big games in it.
Yes, certainly lots of big games. Look, the National Cup it's a very exciting cup. It's always exciting when you get the opportunity to play teams from all across the island of Ireland. Sometimes you get a nice away draw. Funny this year, all our ties have been at home, yeah. Which is quite strange, but brilliant to do so well in the competition so far.
Yeah, you mentioned you've had a few games at home. You've had a good run in the competition, those home games, and especially that early season game against Burndennet, where two of your guys hit big hundreds, Patrick Kruger and Jamie McGowan hitting big hundreds, and actually a partnership, I think, of 312 that day.
Yes, you're right. Look, that partnership was absolutely fantastic for the boys. Patrick Kruger, anybody that's known him or watched him play cricket, is a freak of nature. If he gets going, nobody hits the ball harder. I can guarantee that. So his 180 was just great to watch, the shots he was playing. But for me, the highlight of my year so far was Jamie McGowan's milestone, his 100. That, believe it or not, was Jamie's first senior 100. And his family was there, his wife, his dad, and to see what it meant to him, especially being the Derriachie shirt, to see how he celebrated and what it meant to him and the ovation he got coming off the pitch. It was just one of them moments, yeah. Dreams are made of. So, yeah, absolutely fantastic. That partnership from the two men definitely won us the game.
Yeah. And then we move on to the semi-final, where you were taking on team from Dublin Rush, who have such a pedigree in the Arrakis National Cup. And they were probably coming up as favourites that day. You had a little bit of problems with your form in the league, and you only got over just over 100 that day, but surely that must be one of the greatest days ever at Queensway.
Yeah, look, when you go out, and as you say, only get 119 with the bat, especially with a batting lineup as good as Rush's, I don't think anybody around the ground held much hope for us. And I dare say even the players ourselves, but that maybe took a lot of pressure off us. Going out in a few early wickets, get a few of their big names out. And let's not forget about the crowd at Derriachie. They get behind us, a few good catches. It's just one of them days, Ali, where everything seems to go right for you in the field. And definitely a day we're going to remember for as long as we're at Derriachie. They come round once every 2 or 3 years, and it was great to be able to captain one of them days. Definitely a great way to enter the final of this competition.
That's it, and you've reached that final, and obviously it's going to be a tough game again. You're up against an NCU opponent that you know very, very well. You've played them lots of times over the past few years, and you'll be locking horns a few times over the next few weeks indeed, but big, big day on August the 13th here at the lawn. You're taking on Cliftonville Academy.
Yes, you're right. As you mentioned, we're going to play them a lot here over the next few weeks. I think in 6 games across the league in the cup, we'll be playing Cliftonville Academy for them. So I dare say when we get used to playing them here. No, we get on very well. We always stay around for a beer with each other. They happen to get the better of us in the league. A very close game there. Hopefully we can rectify that this Saturday coming, all being well, the weather stays away. And hopefully we can take that form then into the final and hopefully get the better of them again next Sunday. It would be fantastic.
Absolutely. And just looking back at Derriachi as the club, you reached the final, I think, back in 2013 of the National Cup, and a fantastic day that was. And although you ended up on the losing side, I've actually looked back at some of the squads you had there, and you have one or two players that were playing that day, three, I think, that were playing that day, who almost certainly will be playing on Sunday week. And just for those guys that have played 10 years ago to be back in a National Cup final, likes of Wayne Hughes and particularly Craig Lewis, it's very special for a club like Derriachi.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, moments like this here, or finals like this here, don't normally come around too often for clubs, and they haven't for Derriachi. So for certain guys to get the chance to play in the National Cup final twice is a big moment. I remember that day actually was Downpatrick, I believe. I was actually in the supporters club that day. So what a turnaround that's been for me as well. Craig Lewis, he hasn't been in the best of form, there's no doubt about that this year, but we all know when the crowd shows up and when the support's going to be here for him, he's definitely a big game player, and definitely hoping he'll come up with the goods, hopefully in this final.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it, you're now captain in the side, obviously. You're not on the spectators' bench, but I've heard a couple of rumours that there might be two or three big busloads coming from Derriachi next Sunday.
Yeah, I'll not say too much, but look, it's not easy for any team playing against us. Our support definitely gives us a little bit of an edge. We know they're going to be louder than Cliftonville support. We know there's likely going to be more of them. And it's just fantastic to play with that support. It just makes that moment even more special. It's going to make the final, no matter what the outcome for us, even more special. And we're just really, really looking forward to it as a club.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Curtis, speaking so well about your club. So that's the Argus National Cup between Derriachi and Cliftonville Academy, taking place here at the Lawn on August the 13th. That brings us to the end of the preview for the Argus Irish Senior Cup and the Argus National Cup Finals. We'd like to thank Leinster and Warringstown for hosting us. And of course, it just whets the appetite for coming here on August the 12th and August the 13th for the two finals. We'd love to have you here in person at the Lawn, but if you can't make it, you can catch up the live stream on icc.tv. Do not miss out.